This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning presentation of Morning Conversation, that is. Presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Nis Jessen from the Fish Food Pantry. Fisher Roseburg, Nis, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
We wanted to get you on today, cover a couple things. First of all, just give us an overall picture of how things have been going out there in recent weeks at the Fish Food Pantry.
Well, it's changed a lot from what it was at the first part of the year. We have to do the usual cleaning, social distancing, and all that kind of stuff. We want to make sure people, both clients and volunteers, stay safe. But probably the biggest change is the physical donation of food to the food pantry has been significantly disrupted by this. And we usually get a lot of donations from local grocers through Fresh Alliance, and that's way down. We had the Roseburg Food Project, which usually brings us a lot of food, and that was canceled in April and probably be canceled in June, but we're still figuring that out. But we've been able to pick up some generous monetary donations to help offset that. But it's still uncharted waters for us and a lot of other people in town there. So,
for folks that come out to get assistance, how is their experience different?
Instead of them, we usually had it so that they could come in and shop inside the store and pick out items off of each table. We're not giving them that choice just for a safety thing, but we're giving them some of each food and enough food that they should have 4 to 6 days worth of food based on their family size. So they get a box, they check in, and then they move over to the other door and get a box of food.
Are you seeing more people come in with some of the unemployment that's been going on?
About the same. It's dynamic. That some days be up, some days be down. I think part of what happened was the SNAP benefits were increased and people got stimulus checks. So we're not seeing the huge surges like you would see in Eugene or down in the big cities. We're holding steady, and we can help more people than what are showing up. I guess that's one of the biggest messages I wanted to get out there to people.
So for folks who maybe are reluctant or have not been at this point in life before, you're saying they should come out and see if they're eligible.
Yeah, the federal guidelines actually got raised, so a lot of people are eligible. It was designed as low income, but they've raised those guidelines, so a lot more people, they can go on our website and find out for sure on that. But we're open and willing to help, and we can definitely help more people than what are there. So,
well, a coastal farm and ranch in recent days has begun an effort to get you even more assistance and encouraging people to donate to Fish of Roseburg and being willing to match up to $1,000 in donations from folks in the community.
Yeah, this is it's kind of neat to watch this happen because it brings together two organizations that are very near and dear to my heart, the Fish Pantry, where I've been a board member for about a dozen years, and Coastal Farm, where I managed the local store for 20 years before retiring. And Coastal's long been a strong food bank supporter in all the towns they have stores, so it's great to see them working together to help us out here in Roseburg.
And is there a specific timeline as to how long this effort will be going on?
They're basically, I think it's until we raise the $1,000, but I don't know of a definite timeline, but probably the sooner the better. So,
well, and we've been encouraging people to do that and to go online and donate to help this match take place, because obviously if somebody can give $20, that becomes $40 due to what Coastal is doing.
That is huge, and just make sure they tag it in some way, Coastal, or or radio spot or something, so that we know that that's part of that match.
Well, it's always great as a nonprofit when you can get that kind of help. I know that's often the case in bigger fundraising campaigns, but in something like this, putting out up to $1,000 and helping you guys get another $1,000, that's $2,000 of food that can go a long way right now.
Yes, and just want to give a shout-out to the community of Roseburg and surrounding areas. Their support financially during this has been very heartwarming. Foundations, other businesses, individuals have stepped up and to offset the physical drop in donations. And to all those that have helped, I want to give a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're making a difference, and we work every day to try to make sure we're good stewards of the money that people donate to us. So.
Well, News Radio 1240 KQAN and one of our partner stations, Best Country 103, are happy to be on board and pushing this and encouraging members of the community to make that donation right now. Again, by going to fishofroseburg.org, make some note about the coastal match or a coastal radio station match, however you want to say it, just so they know that's one of the reasons you're donating. If people have never been out there before, where are you located at?
It's 405 Jerry's Drive. It's probably the easiest way to describe is it's about two blocks north of Costco, right beside Aviva Health. It's kind of hidden behind Aviva Health there, right before you get to UCAN. So it's right in that nonprofit area there. So.
And is anything else you want to let folks know before we go?
No, we just did. We're just very happy for all the support that we get, and we look forward to continuing to do this. Our mission is being here to help and work with compassion on people in need. So.
All right, Ms. Jessen from the Fish Food Pantry, thanks for being on this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.